Vic DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Two for Tuesday. Todd requested some Beach Boys since this year is the 50th anniversary of Pet Sounds. In fact, yesterday was the exact 50th anniversary of the release of Pet Sounds, one of the greatest albums ever recorded. So we got a little Beach Boys coming at you for Two for Tuesday. All right. Now, these are real pickup lines, as you know, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
And I will read some of these to you, and you'd let me know what you think.
Sure.
Well, we did this before, and I don't know about you, but I remember us doing this and, like, not believing some of the stuff that people have actually said to women.
Right. They seemed a bit...
Like,
I mean...
This can't be real.
Right. But I guess, you know, the more outlandish, the you'll get a reaction.
Yeah.
Okay. So at least you'll do, you know, there's that.
We got a couple of quick texts here with pickup lines. Dirk the cop says, I love the pickup line that Steve Martin used in My Blue Heaven, where the lady opens up the door of the cooler in the supermarket. He says, you shouldn't be in here. She replies, why not? Because you could melt all this stuff.
I kind of like that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of good.
That movie, by the way, is terrible.
Is that the one where he's the car salesman?
No, he's a gangster.
Oh, okay.
In it. What movie is the car salesman?
I don't know.
Steve Martin? You thinking Robin Williams? You thinking Cadillac Man?
Maybe. Is Steve Martin with, he's got somebody else. Does he have Rick Moranis?
Rick Moranis is in that. Is he a car salesman in that?
I don't remember.
Maybe, no, you know what? Because wait a minute. He's like an ex-gangster, right?
Right, he joins Witness Protection, so maybe his job was at the
That's
maybe?
It. Okay, yeah.
I don't remember. It's fuzzy.
Well, it should be fuzzy because that movie sucked. 309 area code says, what's a girl like you doing in a place like this? Well, what? That's just the standard.
You have to do that one, though, in a very old-timey 1940s.
Hey there. Hey, yeah. Hey, you toots.
Or a, oh, gosh.
What's a skirt like you doing in a place like this, in a gin joint like this?
What's, oh, my God. His name is escaping me from Casablanca.
Humphrey Bogart.
Yes. So if you had one of those, and then you had a trench coat on?
So, in other words, if Humphrey Bogart delivers the line, it works.
Right, or someone that looks very similar to Humphrey Bogart.
All right. Now, do you remember this one from last time?
Hey, was your mother a beaver?
Yeah, that one.
Because, damn.
And I said I would, you know.
You were pro that.
I was pro that one, because that one's just so ridiculous.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
And remember, I'm adding the hays.
Right.
So just,
I would think that they all don't start out hay.
In my world,
hey you,
hey is the first thing you say to a chick. Which is why I'm divorced twice, by the way. Ready?
Yes.
Hey, your breasts remind me of Mount Rushmore.
Oh, gosh.
My face should be among them.
Oh.
Now, first of all, are one of the four presidents saying this to you? Because...
Well, no, because they're already on Mount Rushmore.
No, I know that, but... this guy's saying that his face should be on Mount Rushmore?
Right.
Which would be your bosoms.
Yes.
Not good, right?
No. No. Don't know. That's not a good... The beaver one is way better than that one.
Because, damn. What if he said that at the end?
Well, that would make no sense.
My face should be among them, because, damn...
No, I mean, no, that would make it
There's
worse.
No point of reference
that
for
that. That makes it weird.
All right.
Hey. I hear you're looking for a stud. Well, I've got the STD. All I need is you.
Oh, no. Oh, my. What? These are giving off the wrong idea.
Man,
here.
That's fantastic. The guy is basically saying, you're going to need a few shots and a doctor's appointment.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man, that's good. That's good. All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Are you... Sorry, one more time.
All right, come back.
Hey, Sorry about that. Hey, are those space pants? Because your butt is out of this world.
Although, what if I was wearing the space pants like from that bit with Peter Dinklage from SNL? Remember, he was wearing space pants.
That's right. If you were, yeah, if you were wearing Gwen Stefani's outfit,
space pants.
Yeah. How about that, huh? These are real. I'm not. These are real. By the way,
no, I believe it. I believe it.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, do you have a Band-Aid? Because I scraped my knee falling for you.
Nah.
You have to be wearing shorts, don't you?
What do you need a Band-Aid for?
For the scrape on your knee.
Baby. It's just a scrape.
Okay. Any of these? None of these so far. Just
no.
The beaver one is the only one.
Right.
STD?
Know, no.
Not the STD. Need you?
Mm-mm. The Humphrey Bogart.
The Bogart one.
If,
hey.
If it was Humphrey, though.
Right. Okay.
Hey. Can I touch your hand? I want to tell my friends I've been touched by an angel.
That first line is a little frightening.
Can I touch your hand?
Yeah.
Is that frightening?
It just sounds a little too creepy.
Well, my
my
delivery didn't help much.
Right. I don't think anybody would.
Really? What if I went, hey, can I touch your hand?
I'd be like, what? No. Why do you want to touch my hand?
But if I go, hey, can I touch your hand?
No, I would recoil.
Yeah.
The other one, I'd just be like, why?
What if the general came up and said that to you?
How would that sound?
It would sound like, can I touch your hand?
No, it still wouldn't work. Still would not work.
It's the general. You can't turn down the general. All right.
Hey, if you were a transformer, you'd be Optimus Fine.
It's for the nerd set.
How about that, huh? Optimus Fine.
Wait, you know.
Oh, you're thinking about that one?
It's. You know, it's got a. It's a little...
It picture me dressed as Humphrey Bogart.
Talk about Transformers.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could segue it into some sort of Transformer talk.
Yeah. I couldn't. I've seen all the movies. I don't know anything.
You would just go, that's a piece of crap.
I would just go, get away from her. If I was at the bar, you know, and I overheard someone say that to you, I'd be like, get the hell out of here. Idiot.
Well, I would hope you would say that for all of these.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Although, I don't know, the STD guy, I might go, hey, stick around.
He'd be like, hey, let's have a chat.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit. I can learn some tips from you.
Mm-hmm.
This one actually begins with hey.
Oh.
Ready?
Okay.
Hey, baby. Want a raisin?
Oh.
I'm sorry. None left. Perhaps a date, then?
See, but that's on the basis that they want a raisin from a stranger.
Yeah.
And I mean,
what kind of an opening line is that? Hey, do you want a raisin?
Would you like one raisin?
Would you like a raisin?
It's nature's candy.
I found it in my coat pocket. I just busted out the winter coat. I know it's mid-October. Busted out the winter coat, and I found a lint-covered raisin in my pocket. Would you like it or perhaps a date?
Well, I mean, if we're picking, ugh.
Hey, my doctor told me I'm missing vitamin U. Can you help me?
Is there even a vitamin U?
No, there is no vitamin U.
I was thinking of...
No, that's the joke.
No, that's not a joke.
The setup or whatever.
It's not a good setup.
No.
Not even Humphrey Bogart could pull that one off.
Well, he's Humphrey.
How about the general? You think the general could pull that off?
I don't know. I'd have to hear it.
My doctor told me I'm missing vitamin U. Can you help me and save some time?
That actually might work.
See the little general, little animated general dude?
Yeah, I jump up on the table.
Jump up there and, hey! All right. We have weather and traffic and then more of these fantastic. And these are real. real.
I love you have to keep reiterating that they're real.
Because seriously, I mean, what see, people actually did go up to other human beings and say this idiocy to them. Morning, everybody. Hi. Nick DiGilio here. Two for Tuesday. Todd requested some Beach Boys. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of Pet Sounds, and that's what we're hearing. And Esmeralda is here, and we're testing out some fantastic, very smooth pickup lines.
Mm-hmm.
They're working real well, aren't they?
I mean, testing.
Here's some. Here's from the listeners.
Okay.
Okay. 708 area code.
Hey, I saw a falling star, and I tracked it here. I knew it would lead me to something wonderful.
Now that one, they have to come running in.
It's a little convoluted, isn't it?
You have to come running in for that one. You can't just walk up. Because if you've been chasing that star,
right.
You have to. Right. There has to be a whole beginning to it.
Right. So you got to set that one up.
Right.
Okay. Vito from Niles says,
hey, how would you like to go home and do all the things I'm going to tell my friends we did anyway?
Oh, gross. That's awful.
I think that's the STD guy. That's his second line.
Right.
That's his second line.
He moved on.
The booger guy. I'd pick you. If you were a booger, I'd pick you.
Three strikes already. Not good.
815 area code says, is it just me or does your general impression sound like Pops from Speed Racer? Speed! Yeah, it does kind
of
sound like.
You have a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
You're the general. You're the voice of Pops from Speed Racer.
Exactly right.
You created.
Get Chim Chim out of the trunk! You can call the general and save some time!
I mean, it makes sense. Speed Racer, he needs insurance.
Yeah, he certainly does. Certainly does. The opening credits. Do you know there are like 50 deaths in the opening credits of Speed Racer? There are like 75 casualties in the first 2 minutes of every episode of Speed Racer. Yeah. You know, I'd watch that, then I'd go to Hibbettler in the basement in the bowling alley, and I'd shoot guns. Run around on Lakeshore Drive with a shotgun, swimming out to get the clay pigeons that didn't break. All right, you ready?
Yes.
Hey, is your name Wi-Fi? Because we have a connection.
No.
No?
Well, it's an unsecure connection, so I'm going
to... Oh, look at that. You could say, you don't have the password, jackass.
Oh, there you go.
See?
That's a good one.
Remember that, because, you know, that sounds like a line you're going to hear a lot in this, the 21st century.
Yes, with the internet and all.
With that, those interwebs, people are going to do that. They're going to ask you if your name is Wi-Fi. I'm telling you. Why, you know, some of these just don't make any sense at all. Hey, is your name Wi-Fi? Why the hell would you ask someone if their name was... Nobody's named Wi-Fi.
Give it 10 years.
Okay. Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah. I mean, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow could have another kid at any time.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
She'll have twins.
She's not married to that idiot from Coldplay anymore, right?
No, they've consciously uncoupled.
That's right. They consciously uncoupled. What's that guy's name again? Chris
Martin.
Martin. I was going to say Evans. Chris Evans.
That's another guy.
Captain America is sings for Coldplay.
He's, quick gossip, he's supposedly dating Jenny Slate.
What?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Because they're doing some movie, and they, you know, got together.
I love Jenny Slate.
Yeah. She's good awesome. For her, too.
Yeah, good for, yeah. Chris Evans, she's dating Captain America.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, you're the next contestant in the game of love.
Oh, I wonder if he used that line on Jenny Slate.
Yeah, I'm sure... He has to. I'm sure Chris Evans has to use a line like that to get a woman.
His bicep. That's what he did.
He walked into the room. Walked into the room.
Bicep flex.
And he goes, by the way, I look like this, and I'm Captain America. All right. Hell, I'll go out with him. Oh, okay.
Hey. Okay, I'm here.
All right.
Now, what do you want for your next wish?
actually pretty good.
That's,
I like that one.
That's good, man.
I like that one. That's funny. I approve.
You approve of that one.
Men, you may use that one.
All right. And you also, was your mother a beaver? Because yeah. Damn.
Right.
That one works too.
I think so.
Hey, you seem like the kind of girl who's heard every line in the book. So want one more?
No.
That's terrible.
That one, no, that just, you're going with the crowd with that one.
That's
so
boring.
So many lines in the book.
That's.
I was expecting something, I don't know, like a
what
epilogue.
What do you want for your next wish?
Hey, excuse me. I think you have something in your eye. Nope, it's just a sparkle.
Now, does this involve you, like, going for my eye? You think?
Yeah, yeah. I think he had to, like, he has to lean in.
Ugh, gross. No.
No, maybe not with his hand. I think he just kind of moves, you know, gets, like, looks into your eyes.
But even then, I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah.
You start backing away.
Yeah. You don't have to get so close. We have Wi-Fi in here. All right. Let's find out what's happening on the opening bell. Here's Steve. Hey, Steve.
Hey, you got pretty fingers.
Oh, God. That was terrifying. Thank you.
Can I touch your hand?
Okay.
Those are pretty fingers.
Yeah. All right. I'm not going to be able to sleep when I get home. I just want you to know that right now.
And, you know, you have a distinct advantage over everybody else because you have this echo following you around everywhere.
I do. I carry around my own reverb wherever I go.
That's scary enough in itself.
Absolutely.
Anyway, coming up on the opening bell, Donald Trump is making the markets nervous already. We told you like a month ago that he wouldn't do it, but he is. And they're nervous all around the world. We're going to spend a little time talking about that today. And also, the first experiment in telemedicine appears to have not gone so well. There was a sort of an undercover investigation of some of these doctors that will talk to you over the phone or via a video hookup. We'll tell you about it coming up on the Open Bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Right. Have a good one. All right. We have another text.
You'll want to get these next.
Okay. Ready? Uh-huh. These are from listeners, okay?
Oh, okay.
219 area code. Hey, you got hotter legs than a bucket of chicken.
It depends on how you say that. If you have an accent, like if you have a southern accent, I feel like it would work.
You got hotter legs than a bucket of chicken.
Yeah! It would somehow work.
Really?
Somehow, maybe.
So Larry the Cable Guy comes up and gives that line to you, then you're...
No, not that guy.
Okay.
Another. There's more Southern men in the world.
No, there aren't. That's it.
It's just him?
Just him.
Oh, boy.
414 area code.
Hey, if I show you my hard drive, will you show me your software?
That seems a bit dated.
The hell, he didn't ask you if your name was Wi-Fi. That's the problem. He should have came out and asked if your name was Wi-Fi. All right, one more. Are you ready?
Okay.
Hey.
Oh.
Remember me? Oh, that's right. I've only met you in my dreams.
Good, huh?
Again, you might be able to pull that one off. You really have to act, though.
Right. That's when you need...
Not a good actor.
That's when you need a good actor. Steven Seagal comes in.
You got to really go, I've only met you in my dreams.
That's right.
Because that's what cinches it.
All right. I still have more here. We'll save them for another time.
Okay.
All right. So just stick with the beaver line, but damn.
Yeah.
Because damn. That's
that, the wish one.
The wish.
The genie one.
Got it. All right. All right. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay, Esmeralda. Take care.
See ya.
See you tomorrow. All right, we got a break. News is coming up next here on WGN.